Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. On the business front, an exciting development outlaid this week for Australian insurer Suncorp. Delivering on strength, Suncorp posted an impressive 8% rise in full-year cash earnings for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2025, totaling an impressive $1.49 billion. Favorable factors aiding this surge include improved insurance margins, enticingly lower natural hazard costs, and a sizable 16% increase in investment returns. Displaying faith in its fiscal resilience, Suncorp heralded a forthcoming share buyback program worth up to $400 million. With gross written premiums hiking up by 6% to $15.1 billion, we could possibly be looking at further growth from them down the line, offering a beacon of promise to small and medium business owners seeking market stability. Switching gears now to national matters, let's talk about the government stepping up in the aftermath of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. The storm left significant damage and disruption in its wake, affecting Queensland and New South Wales notably. The government, realizing the gravity of the situation, has come forward with financial support for citizens in the cyclone-struck areas. Eligible workers facing income loss due to the cyclone are being offered up to 13 weeks of aid. Now, this aid is in line with the Job Seeker Scheme, providing a $778 fortnightly payments and a one-off payment of $1,000 for immediate relief. The early coverage of insurance claims following the cyclone close in on about 3,000, and we can anticipate more coming in. This disaster surely underscores the critical necessity for insurance readiness, and poignantly speaks to the role both public and private sectors play in bracing communities against such adversities. Speaking of customer welfare, ASIC has taken affirmative action against QBE Insurance for allegedly misleading over 500,000 consumers on discounts. Addressing the issues and committed to preventing them in the future, QBE is cooperating fully with ASIC. This case stresses not just the importance of scrutiny when it comes to insurer offerings, but it underscores the protective role ASIC plays in enhancing transparency in the insurance sector. That's all from me for this week's Insurance News Wrap. Like always, we continue to guide customers on their insurance choices. And remember, you can explore more about these news stories and more on our company website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you up to speed with the photons of the insurance universe. Have a great weekend ahead, Australia.